to 30 Days to Transfer. I am your host, Scott Cooper, also known as Transfer Man, and you can find me at transferman.org or on Instagram at transfermancc. You can even like my YouTube channel. That would be Que Padre. Today's episode is all about your parents. It is the last part of the first stage of this transfer rocket as we move into more practical transfer advice. Today, however, is Padrísimo. For those that know, que padre in Spanish literally means our father. Padre is father, and priests are also known as father. So in slang, though, it means how cool. So today we're talking about the importance of your parents, and for me as a son, my father played a very important role in my life. Recently, in 2024, I was selected as the faculty of the year for the college, and when I found out, I texted my wife, of course, but my dad was my first call. I just had to tell him. It was like this flood of memories from childhood of all the years past, you know, whenever I got an A or I earned an award or something like that. I had this deep desire to share that with my dad, and I'm wondering, can you relate to that? When something great happens to you, do you share? Who do you share it with?
It don't hurt, oh darling. It don't hurt anymore. I can feel, oh darling. I can't feel you anymore. In time we'll recognize. You won't call and I won't run.
I think that forever I'm programmed to want to report that to my parents, but especially. It's an approval thing. We crave validation from our first superhero. Do you remember how strong your dad seemed when you were a kid or how beautiful your mother was? They were those prototypes of what being an adult meant, and pretty much all the psychological theorists from Freud, Jung, Adler, Piaget, Erikson, Rogers, all of them discussed the importance of childhood and parenting. A little bit about my dad. He was first generation. His father couldn't read. And my dad put himself through college, and then he put himself through med school. And you know what? Our family line has forever been changed. We were expected to go to college, my brother and I. It wasn't even a question. It was normal. That's just what you do. That became the familial mindset. So a college degree changed the trajectory of not only your life, but your whole family. So I compare it to a river. How the water cuts the river deeper and deeper over the years through habit, right? And water always finds the path of least resistance. You know, it always flows downhill. It does what's easiest. Even in Australia, it flows downhill. I know they're in the southern hemisphere, but water always flows downhill. So after time, that river becomes harder and harder to change the course, right? Like the Colorado River is huge. But it began as a trickle. If you're a first-generation college student, you get it. Maybe your parents don't understand why you're there. They don't see the benefits as opposed to picking up another shift at work. But transferring and getting a bachelor's degree is huge. It changes the whole course of the river. And it's really difficult. I think to use another analogy, when a rocket takes off, the most fuel it expends is in the initial liftoff. Breaking the Earth's orbit's the hardest part. In transfer, there are negative gravitational pulls, finances, mindsets, systemic problems. But once in space, once you've broken the Earth's gravitational pull, just a little fuel can take you a long way. It's really the beginning that's the hardest. No grave can stop my
thank you.
Well, you, congratulations, Transfer Cats. You are in liftoff stage now. And what you stand to do for your family is huge. Today, we're talking about parents, and tomorrow we move into the next phase, which is the second stage of the rocket. And it's going to be very practical advice. We're going to talk about the cha-ching for that transfer thing, tuition costs and applying to schools, right? So in terms of research on parental education, what I found for today's episode, while there isn't a single direct statistic for this, research does indicate that children of college-educated parents are more likely to pursue and complete a college degree themselves. A study from the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis found that most family heads, 71%, follow their parents' educational path. This implies that children of college graduates, surprise, are more likely to achieve higher education. Another study indicates that children with college-educated parents are more likely to attend college than children from families with less educated parents, highlighting the correlation between parental education and children's educational outcomes. Education shapes you in a big way, not only financially, emotionally, socially, even in terms of your health, right? If you look up the benefits of an education, it's not strictly just money. It's all-encompassing. And it's one of those things that what we're finding is transmitted to your children. Your parents have had an enormous impact on you and your development. You will have an enormous impact on your children and future generations. As you prepare to transfer, from what I know, this is a great time to have conversations with your parents or people that have had that role in your life. Maybe it's an aunt, maybe it's an uncle or a grandmother. You know, across all belief systems and all of human history, parents have had a place of honor and respect. In my research, I found that these shared themes across all diverse religions, gratitude, respect, obedience for your parents, these are common. So here's the challenge in thinking about that. Discuss your goals with your parent. Share with them your dreams and aspirations. Ask for advice. Celebrate your wins with them. You know, I lost my father just recently, last year. And I wish he could see this podcast. If you're in the same boat, I totally understand. But you know what? I'm going to tell them anyway. And when you invite them to graduation and these transfer activities this year and your future graduations, you will have changed the river. And that is Kate Barre. I'll see you tomorrow.